You've been going for quite a long time in India, and you said to me last week, I'm not going to stop when we interviewed you. So you have been bringing on generations of Indian Lord members, as you said, to kind of train them and deepen their practice and allow them to step into assuming positions of responsibility for themselves. That seems to be going very well. You could maybe say a little bit about how you see the rest of your practice life, as it were, in relation to India and the wider order. Are you exemplifying a particular aspect of practice that's important to you personally? Is there something you're working with?
I'm not sure what you mean by practice.
Yes,
your personal sense of what you're working with would be just a simpler way to talk about it. I've listened to your talks over the years. It seems to follow a certain arc in terms of something that's become personally important to you, a way to look at the Dharma, or a way, an aspect of Bhante's teaching that's become revealed somehow that you want to go into and explore. So I'm just wondering how that relates to the external work, or is it all just of a piece?
Well, in a way, it must be of a piece, mustn't it? Because you never exist apart from your context. You can't apart from your context. So what goes on internally is not separate from what goes on externally. And the impact between the two is what generates your activity. And so if you're engaged with the Dhamma, it's the interaction between your own inner unfolding and the outer situation that determines how you work and what you say.
So when you think about your work developing in India over the next, I don't know, 10, 20 years, assuming we still have you with us.
That's a big assumption.
It is a big assumption, but presumably since it is necessarily a piece, it feels like a kind of natural continuity of your own personal effort, and the effort you've been making since the 60s to engage with this set of teachings and this particular presentation of those teachings.
Well, I think one thing I've learnt from Bhante, and I'm pretty sure watching Lokamitra that he's learnt it too, is you don't make plans. You work with the situation that's in front of you, and you see certain channels open up and you move down those channels. And if those channels close, you stop for a while and wait for another one to open up.
But you do set up conditions, don't you? You don't make plans necessarily.
But those conditions sort of dictate themselves almost.
Yeah. You have a direction, but it's loose. You feel this is a direction, but you can't make two concrete plans.
The situation in India has changed so vastly since I've been coming, and Lokamitra has been coming long. Well, been here longer than I have. But for instance, the economic situation in India has changed vastly, and the whole cultural situation. And we have to keep on refreshing what we do in order to respond to a very, very, very rapidly changing situation, much more rapidly than the West.
I was just about to ask that. What's the how would you see the change in the West since the 60s?
Before, I mean, just back to plans. I mean, I have a personal, you know, I'm trying to say that, look, by the time I'm 70, I want to be free of administrative. I want to see them projects I'm involved with sustainable without me, at least on administrative and financial level. But I'm sure I'll go on being involved with them, but in a very different world, in a different way, and so on. I don't see myself as moving out of them, if you see what I mean.
No,
but I just
so.
Think from the point of view, you know, I'm not getting younger, and 5 years' time I'll be 70. So I don't think it's healthy to go on having the responsibilities that I've got now for me or for the others that I'm involved with, you know, for too long now. So that's that. If you see, is the nearest I have to a plan.
To
a very devout wish.
I'm going to do it.
At the risk of being glib, is that I kind of move into a much more defined Kalyana Mitra type role to the whole
I don't think I'd want to say. I mean, one can assume that will happen.
Yeah.
Let's see what's there then.
China might happen. I only know you a little bit, but I'm pretty sure if a kind of little gap opens up of opportunity in China, you may be through before anyone can stop you.
I might go and meditate in a nice secluded monastery there or something like that.
That'd be wonderful.